All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Look, all. If you look around, you can see that we are in the last remaining Kmart.
Oh, depressing.
Right? Isn't it weird?
Yeah, it's a weird store.
Like a Target, but worse. Hmm. But there's nothing ever to recommend a Kmart.
No. I think that like it was a big deal when we got a Super Kmart because they had groceries. But yeah, no. But just as like, hey, it's a mall store, but it's not attached to a mall. That has weird discounts that are not reliable. It just happens to rely on you being there.
And really low quality clothing.
Oh, yes.
That when I was young were called Kmart Fall Aparts.
Ooh.
You know, that was what they called them on my playground.
Classist.
Yeah. Classist. classic? No. classist. So I'm here in the customer service section. And look at this pen full of lost kids.
Oh, also depressing. Some of these have been here for a while.
Oh, yeah. This
that one has a full beard.
Yeah, he's 35.
Okay.
He's a communications major. He's a lost kid. Lives in the pen at night.
Yeah.
Goes to college during the day.
Correspondent school. It's a real Frank Grimes kind of situation.
Yeah. Where he works part-time at a Starbucks. And I've given all of these kids who have been lost at the Kmart. You know, I think a lot of them probably got lost going into those clothing carousel things.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the best place to be.
God, that was so fun.
Yeah.
I was like, if I was like a millionaire kid, I would have been like, you know, father, buy me one of these. And then like would have had just the clothing carousel full of coats just untouched at home just for hiding, for all purpose hiding.
The weirdest ending to Enter the Dragon. It's not in the Hall of Mirrors. It's just in that. Just in the Kmart discount spin rack.
Yep.
Yeah, like there are three reasons to go inside those: the joy of exploration, because kids like to hide, to scare your parents by jumping out at them, or to scare your parents by thinking somebody took you.
I mean, the second one makes sense to me. I'd never heard of doing the middle one. the jumping out to scare your parents.
Oh, I did that all the time. I would sneak in and then reach out and grab their leg.
Young Cole was so precocious.
Little troublemaker. Cole Ross, 5 years old, instigator.
Yeah, such a little problem child. So I've given each of these kids a game.
Okay.
And then I want you to put on your best mom voice, go around the corner and yell the first kid's name that pops into your head. And whichever kid thinks it's their mom, they'll you know, look up with a look of hope in their eye. And that'll be the game we play.
Okay. Mom voice. Okay. Jared, where are you?
There's our Jared.
Okay. Here comes. Don't speak. I don't want to edit you.
It's going to make it weird, Jared.
Yeah. No.
Like just, if you talk, I'm going to feel bad for you.
Yeah. No. Yeah. She's gone.
It's bad enough that I know your name.
She's gone, Jared.
Jared hasn't been here as long as the other kids, you know, but he's not a kid. He's not, you know, he's 14.
Oh, I mean, you grow up real fast.
Kmart years, Kmart years is basically a time acceleration chamber, you know, it's why the place closed down.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's why every time I've ever been in a Kmart, there's just flattened boxes in the middle of an aisle. You know, because it's how can you keep up with this rapidly decaying place? You need those Rebus creatures from Planescape Torment to go around repairing them.
Kmart, where it always looks like a storm is coming through.
It looks like Jared has given us a Kids Bop world tour, or Kids Bop party time.
Kids Bop dance party.
Kids Bop colon or kids colon bop
Kids Bop Dance Party.
Colon video game.
Didn't give us this. It was the scoundrel Brian Wade.
Oh, this was a Brian.
Oh yeah.
Has Brian also suggested any of the games you may also like? Just Dance 3, Just Dance, Just Dance 2, Dance Dance Revolution, Hottest Party, or Just Dance 4?
No. The other one, his second choice, which I almost did because getting a Wii game is, you know, it's a little bit more trouble than we usually go to. his second one, he wanted a second round of Crazy Frog. So he requested Crazy Frog Racing 2.
Oh,
yeah.
The sequel.
Yep.
I think that would ultimately, that would end up me repeating a lot of trivia about Crazy Frog.
Yes.
That I forgot that I already said. Whereas this is probably my favorite game to feature kids bopping.
If you're into kids bopping, have we got something for you?
It's not quite a kids. It's not quite a bop. But oh man.
But yeah, Wade, he says kids bop is a menace. As his comment here, but we're not like, I mean, I don't know if he knew this, but there's a nice little bit of symmetry here because one of the songs that that is available to dance to is Axel F, the Frog Song.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to hear not only that awful sound, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding scatting, but it's a bunch of kids doing it.
Yeah, the kids doing it. It's yeah, frogs bop, frogs hop, kids hop. I don't know. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering. What do we do, Cole?
We play games that are interesting.
Oh, that are interesting that we think we might have good digressions about. They're neither good nor bad.
We will not prescribe a value ahead of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kids Bop, Dance Party, the video game.
Yeah. Do we need to lay any track for what Kids Bop is?
Probably.
Okay.
Like, it takes all kinds. There are young people in the audience. Yeah. There are old people in the audience. Some people who might not know about Kids Bop. All 40 volumes, which come out 3 to 5 times a year.
Yep. Now that is what I call unlistenable.
Yeah.
Kids Bop, I think the people who know most about it are people who watched a lot of either afternoon or weirdly like late night television, because they would air commercials, not just for this, but for generally like all of these album compilations. Think of your Jock Jams, your Freedom Rocks, etc. And Kids Bop is similar to Now That's What I Call Music, except they take popular songs, they very lightly rewrite problematic lyrics, and then they have them performed by a bunch of kids singing in unison.
Mm-hmm. I said there are 40 albums. There are also 42 compilations.
Oh,
so which are also albums.
Mix them up.
Well, some of them are just classics. Some of them are Halloween, Hanukkah. We have Los Kids Bop for the
El Bop de Niños.
Binga de Bapa. We got that. We have the one that I want to draw attention to right now.
Okay.
Is Kids Bop presents 101 Crazy Jokes for Kids.
Uh-oh.
And I just found that I'm going to play in the entirety. So everyone buckle up for a minute and 22 seconds of joke number 9 or crazy jokes number 9 I found on YouTube. Okay.
Okay.
And some of these jokes are this one has Axel F on it. This has the hamster dance peanut butter jelly song, right?
Yeah.
But this, I bet you this is a joke. That's what I'm hoping. If not, though, we're just going to listen to a minute and 20 seconds of hamster dance. So also, I mean, that'll be educational. People don't know what kids bopping sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. So here goes.
Banana's favorite dance move.
I don't know. Banana split.
Oh. No, wait. I got a better one.
On which day do lions eat people?
I don't know.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. If you guys thought that one was funny, you'll love this.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
Did you hear the one about the rocket? It got fired.
All right, how about this one?
No, buckle up, man.
Best way to be seen on TV. What? Sit on it.
What? We're less than halfway through.
I don't get it.
Get it to be seen on TV. You're on the TV and you're being seen.
I would say you
gotta think about it.
What do you get when you cross a parrot with a tiger?
What? I don't know what.
I don't know, but when it talks, you better listen.
Wait, how about this one? What is black and white and red all over?
What?
A newspaper.
Jesus Christ.
Good God.
Zebra. Have we heard
heard that one already.
Or it could be a sunburned penguin.
10 more seconds.
Can I hear another one?
Yeah.
What has four wheels and flies?
I don't know.
A garbage truck.
Oh, this one's even funny.
What? Oh, it fades out in the middle of the setup? Well, that there we go. So, narratively, that's what we're dealing with. Okay, and I want everyone to know that. And then, audio-wise, I think we also need to know what we're dealing with here. Right. So I'm going to pull up a Kidz Bop song, and we don't have to listen to all, like, 4 minutes of it or whatever.
No, no, just cut the deck. You're on thin ice, Butterfield.
Yeah. Old Town Road is brand new. I don't know if I want to do that one, though, because I don't think it's a song like... I mean, I didn't know about it until earlier. Here we go. All right. So just like imagine pop music, but instead of someone singing it, it's a Kidz.
Yeah, it's Kidz redoing it. So that's different than what I like my conception of it. Maybe they changed the production quality early on, mm-hmm. or after these, like the initial commercials, like it was what sounded like a Kmart missing Kidz pen full of Kidz just all messily singing over the song.
Yeah,
like, all necessarily singing over a MIDI track of the song. So like that sounds like, oh, we have feature performers and like you're like we're going to just pass the lines back and forth between them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that what happened was the beginning of the Kidz Bop Kidz kind of brand.
Mm, yeah. You know, as kind of a new Mickey Mouse Club kind of thing.
Which means that there is a sub Wikipedia heading notable Kidz Bop alumni. So now it's like, well, we have Olivia Holt. Who, plays Dagger in the Cloak and Dagger TV series. also, you know, has a career and became a singer. Uh-huh. And that's what happened. It's very American Idol-y now.
Yeah. I recognize the name Zendaya from the headlines. Michi. She's what?
She's Michi.
Oh.
Zendaya is Michi.
What?
That is a meme.
Are you talking about?
It's a Gabriel Gundacker funny song.
Okay.
That took the Twitter world by storm.
Okay.
Zendaya is Michi. She played a character named Michi in a movie, and he's standing by a sign of it, and he just starts singing the starring thing in a very funny, like, it's good. You're sighing because you don't know it, but it's good, actually.
Okay. All right. I'll believe you that it's good. That's fine.
Don't be mad at Gabe Dundacker.
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at you.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I made you listen to the first in a series of five joke tracks I have planned from the Kidz Bop Funny Jokes experience.
Planned.
Yeah, you don't need to get mad at the 20% line.
No.
That saves some juice, Ross.
Yeah. So, like, I need to interrogate why I feel mad, because obviously this is... None of this is for me. Oh, I guess she played MJ in Spider-Man. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's I don't know why I'm angry, because it's not for me. Like, you know, like even the music they're adapting is like stuff that I primarily only hear in public, and it's fine. Like, I don't care that, Call Me Maybe can exist, and a bad cover of Call Me Maybe can exist. It doesn't cost me anything, but there's something about being confronted with it that I feel like I'm trapped here, Gary.
Yeah, I'm reading between the lines. Hey, young girls especially, stay out of games. I understand what you mean.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
It's gross. Like, it's bad. You know, it's crassly commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It is generally not high quality musically. Mm-hmm. It's shielding Kidz from like pop music.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically like greatest hits albums, but for reality. but just sung by not the people.
Right. You know,
it's like a way for like people like songwriter royalties owners to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, or like, but not, I don't see any reason why a Kidz couldn't just listen to Call Me Maybe.
Right, right. And, you know, there's controversy about this. Like, if you look at the Wikipedia page, they talk about, like, oh,
it's
they...
one dude.
It's a guy saying, hey, they cut out the really explicit stuff, but they don't change the context. I think that in order to care about that, you have to care about a kid being exposed to any kind of untoward thing media, or on songs specifically, right? Like, yeah. I just that is so far down the list of concerns.
It's so weird. It's Christopher Bell, the associate professor. Like, okay
yeah,
the step professor of media studies at the University of Colorado. Okay, who calls it an abomination?
Yeah,
and says, "I don't need a sanitized version of Despacito. I need 8-year-olds to not be singing Despacito because that song is super dirty." And Kids Bop doesn't make that distinction. Dude, you're not going to stop kids from hearing radio music.
No.
Like, why would you, is this your cause?
Yeah.
Christopher Bell.
Incredibly dumb and bad. Like, and, you know, kids can be exposed to bangers. It's fine. They probably don't even have the context. Like, back in the day, I got annoyed at this because, like even when I was really young, like the whole Nickelodeon line of for kids by kids. Like,
yeah.
I would rather kids not be involved.
No, yeah. And, please.
Like kids suck. They don't make good things. So
no, they're
like,
horrible. Like by adults for kids has been working great for the entirety of human history.
Right.
You know, like that Simpsons with like the kids news thing and how like embarrassing and dumb and boring that is until, you know, parts people.
Yeah.
It makes you think. I just think that our veterans deserve a day. Mm-hmm. Perhaps two is not enough. I also don't want content by kids. And that's the appeal of this, is that kids might relate more to these songs if they see, like, that video for Call Me Maybe had a lot of kids having fun at a carnival and climaxed in a bumper cars. So maybe they're just like, hey, here are photogenic kids like me. Mm-hmm. I'm a photogenic kid. Either singing a song that I like because it's a good pop song.
Yeah.
You know, and it does so little work.
Yeah.
You know, and it is worse. Like the product, it's cheaper mm-hmm. sounding. Like the early ones are like what you're talking about, where it's like all the kids kind of tunelessly screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then later they just like, there's no real, like, I don't like that as much as the real version of Call Me Maybe,
mm-hmm.
but it's worse, but it's not so worse as to be worth getting mad about, or not so kid friendly as to be necessary.
Right.
And the kind of censorship thing, that controversy, man, did you happen to find the link on this on Common Sense Media?
No.
Oh, my dude.
Yay.
Yay. So it's a very brief yay, I got to say.
Okay.
So Common Sense Media, as far as I can tell, is a family-focused – so this is the nation's leading nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of kids and families, providing trustworthy information, education, and an independent voice.
By injecting as much Jesus into it as possible.
It's so – yeah, it has such a God stank, dude. the feeling I get from it is like, this is – you know, you review media to see if you know, it is okay for your kid.
Uh-huh.
And there's on this game, not the album, this game,
okay,
there's a kid say and a parent say.
Okay.
Section. And the I'm gonna do the kid say first, right, because it makes sense. The parent say is incoherent and I can't wait to read it. Kid say, kid 9 years old. This is the only attributed to age 2+, big range.
Okay.
5 stars. Recommend for everybody. Wonderful. Very good role models. It's easy to play. It teaches you how to dance. It's good and fun exercise, and it has fun music meant for everyone. It contains an A+ educational value, positive messages, and positive role models.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the kids' review.
Okay.
Parents say, so we got an adult written by Salixby. Just so you know, he's also age 2+.
Oh, cool.
All right. Big range. 2-star. MBA wrote, : So he's an MBA, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
It is pretty fun. Only some of the people are annoying. I can't tell you how many times I got into a religion debate or debate about misunderstandings because certain people take everything so literally. They treat 360 like, and then a bunch of swear, you know, asterisk, dollar sign, percentage sign. Sorry, I was practicing PHP. End bolded title.
Okay, yeah.
Duh. In all seriousness, though, I wouldn't like to tell anybody who I am in case the trolls follow me. Despite the fact that it was around a year or two ago, it's still fresh in my memory, and I remember crying myself to sleep. This title contains positive messages. What is happening?
This person's being gang stalked.
Like, and he's being it followed over to commonsensemedia.org's review for Kids Bop Dance Party. This is not his first review.
Uh-oh.
Anything like that. And they're all like that. So I'm going to send you the link to his stuff in case we want to camp on this. I mean, at some point we have to describe the gameplay, but there's not a lot to it. And this does feel like, you know, something.
Yeah.
So let's see a Salopsky, Salabex pie.
Let's see. So they reviewed another Kids Bop thing. I'll type up a plot summary from the very beginning sometime. Until then, just wait. And about the introduction section, it's just not about the thing he says it's about.
Yeah. This guy's maybe doing a project. But I mean, sometimes there are. So he reviewed the song Fallen by Evanescence.
Okay.
And that's about it. It's a song that's meant to be put to this. Drowning in a world I have made of my emotions deep inside my mind. Every thought. So this is just the lyrics for a while. So then he just does the lyrics. So the rest of it is the lyrics. It's a song that's meant to be put to this. --. And then the lyrics in paragraph form.
He knows we can't hear what he's thinking, right?
God, I pray. And a lot of things have bad reviews. He likes what I like about you, the first season.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the Luna games. I think he might be talking about Lunar.
Click these links to give access to Luna games. Be warned, they're creepy. Luna game zero, Luna game. No, not Lunar. Like it's a. Yeah. This person really, really, really confuses me. Down, he gives one star. I'm assuming it's a he. One star about something called newsreaders.
I love this.
Regarding music, why'd you quit? The viola is a lovely instrument. In fact, I like it much better than the violin, partly because the violin has the E string, which I can't.
God, I love that sentence.
Line break, so line break.
It has an E string, which I can't. Like, that is so he's trying his best.
In the legendary words of ... someone, quote, practice makes perfect, end quote, especially when playing a musical instrument, unless you're tone deaf.
The fuck is newsreaders?
I don't know.
With Louis LaPonda. TV newsmag spoof that is often hilarious. Okay for older teens.
Okay.
Kids say. Crap? ? By teen, 13 years old.
God, I love brutal teens, Gary.
Yeah. This website is good. Is there Dark Souls on this?
Oh boy! Yeah.
What a kid say about it? Yeah, it's on here. Let's see.
You take something. Main Dark Souls. I'll take Dark Souls Remastered.
Okay, I'm only gonna scan for anything funny because this could actually just be. Oh, to get more reviews, I have to sign in.
Uh-oh, no, you don't see, get my info.
No, yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah, kid 12, kid 16.
Yeah, these are two. These are not.
Kid 16, teaching lessons about determination. This is a very mature game.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of on point. Maybe this site isn't that bad. Like, it's got a certain amount of God stink on it, especially anything that talks about, like, being for the family or, you know, focused on the family. Has that God stink on it. But, like, when I was looking at the Kids Bop stuff, like, there's other Kids Bop things that were reviewed. They're, like, pointing out, like, consumerism and stuff like that in here, which I don't necessarily associate. So, who knows?
I'm going to read this 7,000 word article on the parent's ultimate guide to Fortnite. and then go drown myself in a bathtub. So, yeah, that's my plan for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I don't know if this is actually bad. I do think, like, the idea, like, to me, like, the, and I don't have kids. This is going to make somebody mad because we don't have kids, but the idea of, like, I need to go to a website to see if this is okay for my kid. Like, I can't talk to my kid about Fortnite without an extensive primer. Like, where's your media literacy, adults?
Yeah.
Just Google it and figure out what it is. And then also just, you know, have a conversation with your kid. Like, if you can't, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Expert answer. Is it okay for kids to read books outside their reading level?
Sure.
Yeah, of course it fucking is. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, like a lot of for being common sense media, it doesn't seem to have a lot of common sense.
Hell yeah. The Latino section has Dora the Explorer and The Lost City of Gold.
Cool. Yeah. I think that there's absolutely, I mean, like we talked about on a WAF Dispatch episode, you know, does the dog die or something like that? Like, if you want to be, if you want to be sure you're not going to be, you know, showing your kid, like, especially like, I don't know, sexual violence, it would probably be worth knowing that.
Well, this doesn't do that though. This is a brief summary that like would be in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then a kids and adults reviews that is prone to nonsense.
that brooks nothing but nonsense.
Yeah, like this is not that would be useful.
Yeah,
you know, but it, like there's Wikipedia for that.
Yeah,
or IMDb for that, you know.
Who knows?
So this game, you play as a little me critter.
Right.
And you you do a song and you wave the Wii remotes in certain patterns to kind of emulate like weird, stiff, awkward dancing.
Yes. It is. So there's an awful lot of embellishment that needs to go on. The things that it is judging you on are just, are you moving the baton roughly in the right direction at the right speed to the rhythm? Like, it's not necessarily dancing, like you're supposed to add a bunch of other stuff into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. So this is not like when a Dance Central where you have the Kinect looking at you. So yeah. I was able to play this game from a seated position as my cat beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, you were able to not dance.
Yes.
Well, you it's not like it's adult bop dance party.
Right.
You know, like, when are they gonna make an adult bop album? I need the geriatric bops. Geriatrics bop.
Just like Glenn Miller or like orchestra covers of, you know.
Yeah, it's like modern pop songs. Yeah. Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess that's Postmodern Jukebox.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly what that is. Fuck.
No. But it's not in bop form.
Right.
Like, you're not expected to bop to it.
No.
You know, and I came to bop.
Yeah.
So
and the thing is, like, this is not unfun. You know,
it's fine. Like, yeah. I need to like music more.
Yes.
For a music game. I mean, you know, go way back to our semi-popular episode on Elite Beat Agents. Like, I'm not interested in doing wedding pop music in a video game, no matter what. It doesn't matter what I'm doing physically. Right. Like, on the few songs of this that I was okay with, you know, because I like pop music, you know, so like, I don't know, I can get down to party in the USA. Then I was fine playing it.
Yeah.
You know, but it was still just listening to a bad cover and, you know, doing bad dancing.
Yes. Yeah. That's about the long and short of it. And yeah, like, the songs make sense for when this came out. Like, so that I did five songs I played. I did Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. I did Thriller, Michael Jackson. They have a dance mix of All Star that's fucking hilarious.
Because
they speed it up like two or three times. It's very good. I did Axel F the Frog Song because of course I did. And then Hey Ya by Outkast because that's just a good song.
That Hey Ya cover is atrocious.
It's really bad. It's extremely bad.
That Hey Ya cover, like, because it's the song on the soundtrack I have the most affection for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty over Thriller. Like, Thriller's good, yeah, but fine, you know, yeah. I don't know. But it is and it was a hard listen, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're rough stuff. So yeah, fuck you, Brian.
I can't believe you've done this.
Yeah. If you like the show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Kick us a few bucks. At $5, you get a bunch of bonus abject suffering stuff that you will like if you like abject suffering.
Yeah. You also get access to premium episodes of Watch Out for Fireballs, our show about good games sometimes. And our premium only show, the Unfilmable, not the Unfilmable, just Unfilmable.
Unfilmable would have been a good touch if we had thought about it.
Yes.
You know, because that does sound like, you know, the Unnameable or something.
Yes. But yeah, you get a lot. $5 a month. We feel like we put a lot of value there.
Mm-hmm. And we want you to feel good about your supporting us because we feel good about you doing it.
Yeah.
And you can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. You can tell your friends about it. That is appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
If you know any kids that are really into bopping, maybe don't play this episode for them.
Maybe not. No. Although if you do want to arrange a kids bop version of our podcast, we're not going to stop you from doing that.
Yeah, pod bop. Podcasters is bop.
Kids pods.
Ugh. Someone has done a podcast that's only a kid. Like I've been, a friend of the show, Doug. Mm-hmm. Did a podcast with one of his kids, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. Like he was a smart kid, like a young Cole, like a precocious little guy.
Yeah.
And it was fun. But just a podcast that was just kids, like by kids for kids, mm-hmm. podcasting, throw me in a river.
Yeah.
Like throw me in a frozen river. Like I just, boy, you know.
Hey kids.
Talking about kids issues.
Any kids out there that are listening, really work on your stories.
Or just wait to do this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like you can become a teen and then do great.
Yeah. Become a brutal teen.
Yeah. Become a brutal teen who's just like sucks to things. go on Common Sense Media or whatever and just say what sucks. Because you know.
Yeah.
Like you're a teen and you know and you can tell the world.
I trust you more than anybody to know what sucks.
Oh, man, teens are the leading authority on what sucks. You know? As an adult, I'm sitting here being like, oh yeah, actually hay rides are good. Yeah, I love tulip festivals. Like, no. Like I've lost my edge completely.
Yeah.
Like teens know what sucks. No, I'm gonna go to the Oregon State Year Fair every year. $8 to see a llama? Fuck yeah. Like teens know what sucks, not me.
Yeah.
So yeah. So keep reaching for that rainbow teens. Night teens.